Why, oh why, don't people cooperate? Why is my best friend so late all the time? And my boss, why is he so mean? And my accountant, oh lordy, why is my accountant so slow? And my dog, why is my dog so darn independent? Life would flow so much better if everyone would just do the right thing.
I know that.
This is one of those, it's not about them, it's about you propositions. And I learned it the hard way. Here's a flip for you. Flip how you feel about yourself, and you'll see a dramatic change in how you feel about others. Here's an excerpt from my book, Flip Your Thinking. Self-love is the key to effectively loving and serving others. The oxygen mask, in the case of an emergency landing, must go on yourself first. This is not selfish, by the way. It's self-loving. Taking care of yourself allows you to take care of others more effectively. Let me tell you how self-love plays out in relationships. You see, when I'm okay with me, then I'm okay with you. The less okay I am about myself, the more dependent I am on your compliments, your affirmations, and your edifications. And I especially need you to never, ever suggest to me that on some level, I'm not okay. A deal? When you bring your own sense of self-worth and okayness into a relationship, you'll then be at peace with your partner and with exactly who they are. You see, you won't feel the need to change them for your sake. Your love for them will require nothing from them in return. You won't be disturbed by their flirtatious energy or their time spent away with friends. No, no. Your commitment to the relationship will be without condition or agenda. And in that scenario, love dances without strings. Self-love looks like not needing your partner or your friend to be anything that they are not. And this, my friend, oh, let me tell you, this sets you free to love them for who they are rather than for what they can do or be for you. This is huge. I'm telling you, this is huge. I am truly excited to share this with you. Now, this is coming from a former expector, you understand. My name is Rob, and I am an expector. I just knew that my world would be better if I could just get folks to be better. And guess how that played out? I'm gradually understanding this incredible life-rendering truth that life is not your chess set of manipulation, but your classroom for education. Get clear on your value as a person. Know that you're made by a loving maker in His image. Oh, come on now, in His image. How can you possibly not be all that in a bag of chips? The more value and worth that you see in yourself, the more value you'll see in others. You'll make healthier choices for yourself while your acceptance of things and people around you will usher in new acquaintances and possibilities and who knows what. Expand your world by falling in love with your little old self. Yep, you heard me. And in doing so, you'll see the world from a totally different crow's nest. This is Rob. And this is love and encouragement from my family to yours.